I do welcome it, and at the time he said that he wouldn't be bound by the vote, but there's no doubt about it that that vote has placed a huge political pressure on him. And during that debate, I challenged him whether he was communicating with the his own spin unit through a private email address, which is against the rules and is a way to evade freedom of information requests. And now it transpired over the weekend that that is exactly what happened in relation to those communications. So all of this has built up the pressure on Leo Varadkar. It's clear that his decision today is a vindication of the position adopted by Sinn Féin and indeed the motion that we tabled last week, because you know it's clear that the Taoiseach ran out of road in relation to this here, that there was no justification for it, and he still needs to appear in our view before the Public Accounts Committee, because public money was used in our view for the promotion of party political purposes, and that is not allowed, and therefore he needs to account and needs to agree, as the PAC have invited them in, to come and account for how that money was used and wasted.
The controversial unit will be wind down by July. Would you like to see it wind down immediately?
I would. I'm conscious that there are people who have employment contracts and have rights in relation to termination of employment contracts or redeployment to different areas. So I understand that. But for me, the key thing is that no more public money is wasted in this way. This was a vanity project by the Taoiseach. It was based on truths from the very word go when he told us that it would be cost neutral. We found out it cost $5 million. When he told us that he would have nothing to do with it, we find from secret documents that he was directing the department, we told that the ministers would have no interaction with it. We find that parliamentary questions that my party colleague was tabling was actually being answered directly by the Strategic Communications Unit, so nearly word for word. So all of this was more and more spin by Leo Varadkar. And while the SCU is being disbanded, I have no doubt that the type of politics that Leo practices, which is more spin over substance, will continue. And you know, we will keep a keen eye on that to make sure that while he does that, he's not using public money to promote party interests, and that's something that isn't allowed to happen under the current rules.
Could it not be argued that the Special Communications Units let people know what was going on, though, and now that it's disbanded, all its work will continue, but we just won't know or hear about it?
No, I don't agree with that at all, and I think it's crucial that government information is communicated with citizens and people resident in the state. That's why we had the Government Information Services before the Taoiseach set up this wee spin unit within his own department, his own wee personal vanity project. And in our motion, which called for the disbandment of the SCU, we actually called for a panel to be appointed to look at the best way to communicate government decisions and government work with citizens, but crucially that in a way that is free from political interference and it has got value for money at its core. And they're the two key things that has been at issue with this Strategic Communications Unit, that it wasn't free from political interference and it didn't have value for money at its core.